From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
Thanks so much for joining me this evening on OFM Nights, Hayley. It's lovely to talk to you just because we're standing at the end of this year and you've really used the last few months to creatively create some very awesome music. Quickly talk us through where this passion started for music and how it's developed for you over the years.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show, Ronaldo. It's great to be here. And music's been a big part of my life since I can remember. And I've sort of grown into the songwriting more in my later years. And it's just an awesome way to express it the way that I feel. And that's certainly the aim behind creating songs. You know, it's quite cathartic for me to sit back and put my emotions down on paper and then put a melody behind it. So, that's my kind of process and why I do it.
And if we are speaking about the single Sorry that's recently released, quickly talk us through that song.
Yeah, I always try and sit down and write songs when I'm feeling emotional about something, and Sorry was no exception. And, you know, I don't always release everything that I've written. Mm. I just, as I said earlier, it's an awesome way for me to express myself and to feel better about and sort of process the things that I'm going through. Sorry came about, someone kind of let me down and hurt me. And I wrote a song about it quite a few months later, after I had kind of worked through the a lot of the emotions that I'd gone through. And I think I wrote it in quite a positive space. So I never wanted it, and I don't think it comes across like this bitter anthem. I mean, it's more about sticking up for yourself and getting to this positive space where, people have hurt you, just rise above it and know that you deserve more. And so it does have a very positive message in it, and that's very much the space that I wrote the song in. I hope it comes across like that. Mm.
No, it does. I'm actually just thinking now, you're really one of those artists who truly immerse herself in different forms of expression when it comes to music. I also know that you recently wrote a children's book.
I've always been creative and sort of loved my writing more than, before I was a musician. So from little, my mom's got stories of me writing about fairies and all sorts of magical things. So I've always wanted to express myself in creative ways. And I just find different channels and ways to do it. And music's a huge part of that. The children's book that I wrote is just something that came about over lockdown. It was something that I had that I wanted to do. And I'm sure so many people found just all these hidden talents and things that they wanted to do just by having all the time at home. Mm. So I definitely tried to do a lot more creative things over that lockdown, and I wrote a lot of songs as well. So it was a weird time, but it was also quite a productive time.
And if we are looking forward, we're standing a month and a half away from the end of this year. What's coming up, or what's lined up for you in 2022?
In 2022, so I've got two more singles that I'm going to release, so I'm super excited about those. But just trying to focus on Sorry for now until the end of the year, and then sort of January, February probably I'll be starting to release one of my latest singles. So I've got a lot more music to come, and just super excited to get it out there. It's stuff that I've been sitting on for a while, and the whole pandemic sort of put a pause, even though I was able to be creative. A lot of artists were, their music was put on hold for various reasons. So it's just, nice to be able to finally get my material out there.
I love it. Listen, we can't wait. We'll post a few links to your pages on our website, ofm.co.za. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me, and enjoy the rest of 2021.
Thanks so much, Ronaldo. Yeah, thank you for playing my music, and I hope you have a great day.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.